So what is the fundamental theme of reincarnation? Demonic confusion, deception, and conversations with the dead. These are all fundamental parts of reincarnation. We do not carry a residue from our failures from this life to another. No, no. We cannot reform ourselves or go through some procedure that removes sin. Only the cross of Christ lifts the penalty for sin.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I'm so glad that you're listening to Your Place of Grace podcast. Today, we're talking about something that's it's been discussed over the centuries, and we're calling it the lie of reincarnation. We're going to begin in Revelation chapter 1, and we'll look at verses 9 through 19 as we start. Here's a vision of Christ to the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos. John writes, "I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the isle that is called Patmos on the account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice like a trumpet saying, 'I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book, and send it to the seven churches, which are in Asia, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.' And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks was one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his feet, and with a golden sash wrapped around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace. And his voice, as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. His appearance was like the sun shining brightly. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though I was dead. Then he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, 'Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives, though I was dead. Look, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this.'" Praise God. So we are talking about the lie of reincarnation. Reincarnation is a belief that extends back many centuries, which holds that one must return to repay some debt through successive lives lived over and over again. People believe that there is a need to improve themselves and be what they have not been in the past. Those who believe in this concept often think this is novel and clever, but they are walking in utter delusion. The Bible says that the serpent deceives. The serpent meaning Satan. He's a deceiver. He's a lying. He's a liar. And people trusting in this concept of reincarnation are in serious error. The Bible says that we do not carry karma, so-called, from this life to another life. We do not have to return to pay a debt. Individuals can also be deceived into thinking they have lived another existence before and that they will have the opportunity to get things right next time through reincarnation. But this belief is terribly wrong. God sent Jesus, his Son, to earth to save mankind from our sins. After Jesus died, he was seen by many. His apostles, disciples, and Saul on the way to Damascus were witnesses to a visitation. John met Jesus on the Isle of Patmos and was told, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." The visits of Jesus were God-ordained and happen, yes, even today. These are important points to remember, that God became flesh. He became human in order to demonstrate the Father's love to us. And Jesus has the keys of hell, death, and the control of all demonic powers. He has upset the pre-existing order of things in the invisible realm. So what is the fundamental theme of reincarnation? Well, it is demonic confusion, deception, and conversations with the dead. These are all fundamental parts of reincarnation. We do not carry a residue from our failures from this life to another. No, no. We cannot reform ourselves or go through some procedure that removes sin. Only the cross of Christ lifts the penalty for sin. We do not need to live under a delusion that we need to repay for past failures. No, we are released from condemnation through the Lord Jesus Christ and by his cross. Now, New Age mysticism creates a pathway to deception. Visitations, so-called, from the realm of darkness are sent by the adversary of our souls. Demons, or familiar spirits, the Bible calls them, can imitate people who have died. I'm going to say that again. Demons or familiar spirits can imitate people who have died. But we are not fooled by these deceptions. When believers in Christ encounter these types of things, we are not to fear, because greater is He, Jesus, who is in us, than he who is in the world. Sometimes sincere people who are searching in their heart for something become involved in things that smack of the New Age. They reverence the one true God, but do not know the difference between the living God and the confusing spirits of error. And this can happen if their church does not relate to the world in a way that excites their desire to know God. Also, when there comes a separation within a church from the world and holy huddles are formed, then believers cease to be salt to the lost. People who scoff, reject, and who are reprobates, rebelling against Jesus and his word, whose defiance can lead them to satanic worship, are God haters. Included in this group are people tied up in paganism who embrace New Age thought and possibly reincarnation. humanism also falls into this category as well. It is a hopeless belief with no future beyond this life. Humanism says you simply exist and are uncommitted to anything. Sometimes this involves a philosophy about reincarnation or New Age. And New Age is a Western idea, which is, it's wearing Western garb, but it's really Eastern mysticism and false religions. There are two points of view regarding the term New Age from a Christian perspective. There will indeed be a New Age someday after the rapture of the church takes place. The tribulation shifts into high gear, and when Christ comes to reign on earth for 1,000 years, that all will happen. This is spoken of in the Bible, and many adhere to this belief. Postmillennialists believe that the church will continue as it does now, but will increase in the understanding of its mission, expand in the realization of its purpose in it, and eventually by the Holy Spirit will dominate the world and welcome the King back after 1,000 years to reign on earth. Now, either way, we must believe that Jesus is coming back, and he's coming soon. Our wily adversary, the devil, attempts to negate these two important points, which are crucial to our eternal destiny. First of all, that we will face an accounting before God concerning life. What we did with the stewardship of this life, gifts we were to use, the time given to be and to become. He has given us life, so that we can realize it to the max and become benevolent servants of others. Now, demon spirits want to deceive us, making us believe that we have more than one chance to get it right. But here is the reality. The Bible tells us, and it is appointed for men to die once. But after this, the judgment. Found in Hebrews 9:27. And in Job chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. Our wily adversary attempts to negate another point, which is crucial to our eternal destination. And the second one is, he wants to negate that we will face an eternity either apart from God or be in his presence. Jesus, dear ones, is the only way to eternal life. We must be saved by the blood of Christ. We are terminal beings destined for death. But we were not created for this end. No, man was disobedient, which led to the entrance of sin. God's perfection and original order became polluted. But Jesus came to cancel out our sins and to bring mankind back to God's original plan, spending our eternity with him. Let's look at the story about the rich man and Lazarus. This story from Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 27. This is a wonderful picture of biblical truth that Jesus himself tells. The rich man and Lazarus is a picture of the underworld and its two sections. When the beggar Lazarus died, he was carried by the angels to what they called Abraham's bosom, a place of peace. And for all those who had a covenant relationship with God in the Old Testament. But when the rich man died, he ended up in Hades, where he was tormented by flames. Jesus gives everyone the opportunity to choose between doing right and doing wrong. He places within each human heart, he places within each human consciousness and awareness and internal sensitivity that there is some kind of accountability beyond the grave. And this passage tells us that there is no way back. None. No communication to be had, from the underworld. In God's terms, there is to be no communicating with the dead. Period. And specific punishment was ordered for those people who did that. Stoning and death, which we find in Leviticus 20, verse 27, and Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 and 11. People who know how to communicate with the dead, supposedly, they have sold something in themselves to gain power, bringing them influence and control. Some even have made blood covenants with the power of darkness to do this. However, dabbling in darkness brings destruction and taints our soul. Dear ones, demons work in communication by giving the illusion that people are talking with the dead. It's a lie. When people subject themselves to regression, it is really demons giving them false visions or pictures and any kind of experience they want in order to dupe people into thinking they had another existence before now. But loved ones, hear me. We are given one life on this earth. That's what the Bible says. That's what Jesus said. We are given one life on this earth. And any suggestion to the contrary comes from ignorance or darkness. Please, follow the light. Follow the light of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Someone once said this, I love this quote, to resist error, you don't have to become an expert on error. No, you become an exponent of truth. Become full of Jesus and full of the Word of God. Amen? Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I believe someone that's listening today, you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And I'm thankful that you're listening. I really am. But you know, the Bible tells us, and it's telling you right now, God is saying to your heart, I believe, that today is the day of salvation. And that right now is your appointed time. I beg you, dear one, if you don't know Jesus as Savior and Lord, please don't waste another moment of your life on foolish things. You can become a citizen of heaven right now if you let me lead you in a prayer and pray it with all your heart. Let's pray together. Are you ready? Repeat after me with all your heart, out loud. Dear God in heaven, that's right, pray with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the things I have done. Cleanse me with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth, I now confess the Lord Jesus. In my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. And he is alive. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make him the Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am washed, I am cleansed, I am forgiven, I am healed, I am reborn. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Oh, dear one, if you've prayed that prayer with me for the first time, or maybe you're coming back to the Lord, if you've prayed that prayer with me with all your heart, Jesus has said the angels in heaven rejoice over you because you've come to the Lord. And the Bible says this about you right now. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You are a new creation, dear one, right now. In Christ, you are right now a citizen of heaven. Praise God. If you prayed that prayer with me, contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and say, Tony, man, I prayed that prayer with you, and Jesus is now my Savior and Lord. And I will send you some resources, free of charge, postage paid, resources to help you get started in your walk with Christ. And the next thing you need to do is tell other people. Tell other people about this decision you've made for Jesus. Many people will love on you and rejoice with you. Some may make fun of you, but that's the way it goes. There will be persecution in your Christian walk. There will be. But Jesus said, rejoice, for your name is now written down in heaven. Praise God. Praise God. Dear ones, I also have a brand new book that's out. Well, it's been out for about 3 weeks to a month now. It's called Healing Handbook. The subtitle is Getting Healed Jesus Way. Healing Handbook. Getting Healed Jesus Way. You can find Healing Handbook at Amazon.com or at my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Healing Handbook by Anthony Sluzes is in paperback and Kindle formats. I'm telling you, it will be a blessing to you. And with all the pandemic stuff and the fear and dread and doubt and unbelief and just general sin and sickness in the world, Healing Handbook will be a blessing to you and to the people that you buy it for. So buy several copies. Pass them around to family, friends, coworkers, classmates. Take them to Sunday school, a church. Use it for a Bible study. Use them in small groups. Give them to your pastor. Healing Handbook will be a blessing to you, I promise. And so until we meet again, thank you for listening, and may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may He always have a smiling countenance toward you, and may He give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your family, marriage and home, and may He grant you great favor all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.